This is a dictation for patient Marni Win, MarniWinn, date of birth 3/30/1970, date of accident, date of service is 1/6/2022. Ms. Marni Win is here for a follow-up evaluation, and she was initially seen on 8/23/2021, and she reported that she was a victim of a robbery and assault leading to a herniated disc in her lower back with severe osteoarthritis as a result. In addition, patient suffered from sciatica and pain in severe pain in left and right knees, where there is a meniscus tear and Baker's cyst rupture, and many other issues were detected. The patient reported radiation of pain to the both legs in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. And these pains are continuous. Patient had done some therapy last year, but recently she has not done any therapy last 8-9 months due to the insurance limit, and she'll be redoing the therapy in a matter of 2 months. The patient was referred to Dr. Sam Haki for issue of the knees for surgical consultation, and they lost the disc, so she's trying to get a new pair of discs. The first patient had positive findings in the MRIs of the lumbar spine as well as into the knees, leading to various treatment modalities, including 4 epidural injections to the lumbar spine that brought her significant relief. However, now the pain has again come back, and it appears that she is going to benefit with more injections. 2 more injections are going to be attempted, as well as pain in the both buttocks is present in the area of tailbone area. The sacroiliac joint pain cause and treatments were discussed with her at length. Her pain level does remain in the area of 8, and patient is using a cane to walk with, and she has reported 70% pain relief. ADLs that are affected are sleep and enjoyment of life, 9. Mood, walking ability, work, and relationship with other people are affected, 8. General activities affected, 7. The system review is completely unremarkable. Patient reports that she has got no medical problems of any kind, except occasional depression and mild anxiety. In neurology and psych, patient has no headaches, vision problems, memory problem, balance problems, or any dizziness, vertigo, or any seizures. In the pain and numbness, patient again has a problem in the lower back and both knees, and difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GU, patient does not report any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient does not report any asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication are Percocet, substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 220/108. Pulse is 61 and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination comes from previous visit of December 9, 2021, dictation number is 1213-047. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue seeing Dr. Haki, Sam Haki, orthopedic surgery for possible surgical repair of the medial meniscus damage and also Baker's cyst and other effusions that are reported in the MRI. They were discussed at length with the patient again. In addition, the patient has finding in the lumbar spine, with the bulging disc at all level, and also facet hypertrophy for amina narrowing, and it is and facet arthropathy is located in L4-5, L5-S1. There's no spinal canal stenosis of a significant kind, but it appears that the patient will definitely get better without surgical treatment. Only few injections for cortisone through LESI are indicated. They'll be done, and maybe a one or two injection to the facet joint if the LESI doesn't relieve. This patient will begin physical therapy. She has been advised about yoga, marijuana, acupuncture, and all other models of therapy, including heat and massage. She'll be seen in a month's time. She is being scheduled for another procedure called LESI soon. Thank you.